ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। सो वी विल रिसाइट द वर्स 4:22:22। सा श्रद्धया भगवद्धर्मचर्यया जिज्ञासया आध्यात्मिकयोगनिष्ठया योगेश्वरोपासनया च नित्यं पुण्यश्रवकतया पुण्यया च सा श्रद्धया भगवद्धर्मचर्यया जिज्ञासयाध्यात्मिकयोगनिष्ठया योगेश्वरोपासनया च नित्यं पुण्यश्रवकतया पुण्यया च सा श्रद्धया भगवद्धर्मचर्यया जिज्ञासयाध्यात्मिकयोगनिष्ठया योगेश्वरोपासनया च नित्यं पुण्यश्रवकतया पुण्यया च सा श्रद्धया भगवद्धर्मचर्यया योगेश्वरोपासनया च नित्यं सा श्रद्धया भगवद्धर्मचर्यया वैष्णवीस सा श्रद्धया भगवद्धर्मचर्यया जिज्ञासयाध्यात्मिकयोगनिष्ठया पुण्यश्रवकतया पुण्यया सा दैट डिवोशनल सर्विस श्रद्धया विथ फेथ एंड कन्विक्शन भगवद्धर्म डिवोशनल सर्विस चर्यया बाय डिस्कशन जिज्ञासया बाय इंक्वायरी आध्यात्मिक स्पिरिचुअल योगनिष्ठया बाय कन्विक्शन इन स्पिरिचुअल अंडरस्टैंडिंग योगेश्वर द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड upasanaya by worship of him. Cha and nityam regularly punyashravaha by hearing which kathaya by discussion punyaya by pious cha also. Purport by his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki. The word Yogeshwara is applicable to both the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and his devotees also. In Bhagavad Gita, this word occurs in two places. In the 18th chapter, 78th verse, Krishna is described as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, who is the master of all mystic power, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna. Yogeshwaraha is also described at the end of the 6th chapter, 6.47, Samaya Yukta Tamo Mataha. This Yuktatma indicates the topmost of all yogis, the devotees, who can also be called Yogeshwara. In this verse, Yogeshwara Upasana means to render service to a pure devotee. Thus, Narottama Das Thakur says, Chadiya Vaishnava Seva Nistara Paya Chakeva. Without serving a pure devotee, one cannot advance in spiritual life. Prahlad Maharaj also has said, Naisham matistavadurkramangrim sprishati anartha pagamo yadartha mahiyasam padarajo vishekam nishkinchananam navrinitayavat. One should take shelter of a pure devotee who has nothing to do with this material world but is simply engaged in devotional service. By serving him only, one can transcend the qualitative material condition. In this verse, it is recommended Yogeshwara Upasanaya, that one serve the lotus feet of the topmost yogi or the devotee. To serve the topmost devotee means to hear from him about the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To hear the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead from the mouth of a pure devotee is to acquire a pious life. In Bhagavad Gita 7.28, it is also said that without being pious, one cannot engage in devotional service. Yesham tvandagatam papam jananam punya karmanam tedbandva moha nirmukta bhajante mam dridavrataha. To become fixed in devotional service, one has to become completely cleansed from the contamination of the material modes of nature. For work in devotional service, the first item is Adav Guru Ashrayam. One should accept a bona fide spiritual master. And from the bona fide spiritual master, inquire about one's transcendental occupational duties. Saddharma Pritcha. And follow in the footsteps of great saintly persons, devotees, Sadhu Marga Anugamanam. These are the instructions given in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by Rupa Goswami. The conclusion is that to increase attachment for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one has to accept a bona fide spiritual master and learn from him the methods of devotional service and hear from him about the transcendental message and glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this way, one has to increase his conviction about devotional service. Then it will be very easy to increase attachment for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. First of all, I take blessings of His Grace Mukundatha Prabhu, who is a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, who is here in Pune, and he is going to speak tomorrow morning, Sunday morning, he will be giving the Srimad Bhagavatam class. Currently here, the Prithu Maharaja's meeting with Kumara's chapter is going on, which is a very chapter replete with valuable lessons of such a Sangha which is being described here. Kumaras, you would have seen a photo of Prithu Maharaj washing the lotus feet of the Kumaras. So, how Prithu Maharaj welcomed the Kumaras and how Kumaras enlightened Prithu Maharaj in this chapter. Prithu Maharaj already has seen Lord Vishnu eye to eye. And he has received the blessings of Vishnu. He has shown his obedience to Brahma by giving up his 100th sacrifice. In that exalted position, you find Prithu Maharaj when he is meeting the four Kumaras. He is how he is serving the lotus feet and inquiring from them. So he had inquired many questions. You know, in one of the previous purports, one of the previous verses here, there was one particular... here in 21 verse, Asanga Atma Vyatirikta Atmani. It is said, detachment from the bodily concept of life. And Dridha Ratir Brahmani Nirgunecha. Strong attachment to Krishna or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These two have been concluded as the ultimate goal for the welfare of human society by all the great sages and saints based on the scriptural conclusions. So, how to get detachment from matter and attachment to Krishna and attain the ultimate goal? That is being described from 22 to 20, I think 26, I think, almost four verses. Now we are reading today the 22nd verse, where many procedures are given here. You see, when Srila Prabhupada was once in the West, he saw that they are coming together and putting up the United Nations. So Prabhupada said, how can you come up with United Nations when you are accepting the bodily differences? For example, you can see in India, even in Andhra recently, they divided into two, Andhra and Telangana. You know that? There was one Potti Sri Ramulu many years ago. He fasted for many days and he even died also, wanting a separate Andhra Pradesh as a country. He wanted it as a separate thing in those days. Of course, now he is gone now, but after that, now, after many years, now this is divided into two now. So, similarly, you will find when people identify with their place of birth, people identify with their material bodies, people identify with their caste, color, nationality, gender. So, that type of bodily concept of life definitely creates differences in people. Because differences are visible. You can see somebody is black, somebody is white. Somebody is wearing a Muslim attire with topi and beard. Somebody appears like a Hindu. So when Srila Prabhupada went to West, he saw that people, due to the differences, they are somehow trying to come together and bring about artificial unity. So he was giving an example. Recently heard a lecture. Prabhupada said, imagine if all the group of dogs come together and one dog makes announcement, let us all cooperate, let us not bark. You know? And then just now one dog is coming from the next lane, so he is going to join us, please don't bark. And all the dogs say, okay, okay. As soon as the dog comes, roar, all of them start. So Prabhupada says, it is their habit to bark. And they can't give up. And then Prabhupada said, if we keep people in dog's consciousness, how can you expect no quarrel? He asked the question, which means bodily consciousness. Bodily concept of life creates envy, competition and quarrel. And then he said, but we are preaching love of God. Even Hindu or Christian or Muslim, these are all bodily differences. You know, somebody who is a Hindu tribal can get converted into becoming Christian. You know, Zakir Naik, when he is speaking, many people may think he is a Muslim. He is a Brahmana from Pune who got converted to Muslim, and he is actually talking against Hinduism, if you see like that. So therefore, anybody belonging to one denomination of one religion can always get converted into another. Therefore, this type of religion is also temporary religion. Just as our material body, some soul is residing in a man's body, some is residing in a woman's body, somebody is in a Hindu body or a Muslim body. Bodies are external and superficial and they will dissolve by time. But the soul is one quality. Therefore, Prabhupada said that he has come to the West, Prabhupada said, to teach the dharma of the soul, not dharma of the body. Dharma of the body will definitely create feelings of envy and competition and leg pulling and backbiting and all this. things. So in the name of spiritualists, we still hold on to our material prejudices and heart burnings with each other. We claim ourselves spiritualists. Then we are not spiritualists, we are materialists only. Therefore, somebody was asking yesterday, what about Christian conversion in India happening on a large scale? I said, what about many of the Hindu organizations going to West and spreading yoga in the West? Nowadays, so many Westerners have faith in yoga. They have faith in meditation, different type of meditation, whether it's Maharishi Yogi or Art of Living or whatever. All over the West, you can see, they have taken up. So you feel insecure here that they are coming and converting here. They will feel insecure there that you are going and converting there. Correct, no? And both insecurities are foolishness. Because we are not Christian, we are not Muslim, we are not Hindu. We are only spirit soul. A similar type of spirit soul resides in every body, in all the bodies. And who is actually, whose only identity is servant of the Supreme Lord. There is no other identity. Therefore, inferior engagement, superior engagement. Prabhupada is talking. Inferior engagement means what? Selfishly running around, accumulating money, building, constructing factories, building homes, and not paying attention to the ultimate goal of life. That is inferior engagement. Dealing only with matter. Then there are people dealing with altruism, philanthropy. There are people dealing with attachment to the nation or the country. Attachment to one's own petty religion. So these are also different forms of material consciousness, inferior engagements. But the superior engagement is actually beginning from Aham Brahmasmi. But that is also defeated and by our acharyas, which we will discuss today. Like Rupa Goswami. He says that even aiming at Brahman, going to merge in the Brahman, is not by one or two devotees. By many, many great devotees, it is rejected in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Even that is not counted as a very great engagement. Therefore, the only superior engagement is to connect with the Supreme Lord in servitorship, which is actually the identification of the soul. In fact, when one is situated in that platform, a person will be supplied intelligence by the Lord to take care of everything else. He will take care of his family, take care of children, take care of his duties. Prabhupada says the devotee of the Lord is a perfect gentleman. He says that. So every devotee is supposed to be a perfect lady or a gentleman. So, like my father once asked me, now that you are wearing this dress, will you perform my last rites? I said, I don't know. Whatever my guru says, I will do, I said. So I went and asked my guru that my father is asking like this many years ago, probably 8-10 years ago. My guru said, oh, definitely you can do. He said, even Shankaracharya did, he said. He came to his mother at the last moment. So when my mother father passed away 13 days, I strictly adhered to all the procedures. Besides performing devotion service by taking devotees to their home and performing devotion service combined with all the rituals what they wanted, isn't it? So, a devotee of the Lord is not careless or insensitive to the material needs, because the devotee should be aware that the material needs are automatically provided by the Lord like a byproduct when one takes the spiritual life seriously. So, therefore, Prabhupada, when he went to the West, he said, actually, I have come to teach the the occupation of the soul. Prabhupada said, see, I am born in India, people may call me an Indian. And you fellows are born in America, you may be thinking you are American. Neither are you American, nor am I Indian. Both of us are servant of one Supreme Lord. Therefore, he could establish this movement in the West very easily, because it is a spiritual movement. And Prabhupada said, which religion is best religion? Is it Hinduism or Islam or Christianity? And then Prabhupada said, whichever religion teaches you how to love God with all your heart, that is the greatest religion, he said. And he never, he clearly said, I have not come here to convert you. In case you are inspired to become a better Christian, be a better Christian. If you are able, if you are ready to chant Hare Krishna and become a Krishna's devotee, you can. I only have come to teach you how to love God with all your heart. Therefore, that is Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga means the language of the soul, the call of the Jiva for the Supreme Lord. Therefore, Shikshashtakam is the most secular poem in 8 stanzas. Anybody from any part of the world can sing Shikshashtakam, from any country, nationality, any type of you know, caste, creed, color. It transcends everything because it talks about the soul's cry for the Supreme, the soul's call for the Supreme. So that is Bhakti Yoga. As Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself said, Naham vipro na cha narapatir, na pivaisho na shudro, naham varni na cha grihapatir, no vanasto yatirva, kintu prodhyan nikila paramananda purnam vritabdir, gopi bartukpada kamalayor dasa dasa anudasa. He said, my only identity is, I am servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna, who is the maintainer of the gopis. And he said, I am not a brahmachari, I am not a grihastha, I am not a vanaprastha, I am not a sannyasi. It's, I am not a brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra. These are all superficial, superfluous to the soul. I, my only identity is I am spirit soul, I am servant of Krishna. So, on this platform, there can be real unity. Because in the spiritual world, it's a world of millions of living entities coming together, unitedly to please Krishna, serve Krishna. Prabhupada says, in spiritual world there is variety, in the material world there is variety. But in the variety in the spiritual world, everybody is aligned with Krishna at the center. Like you can see, Draupadi, Bhima, Yudhishthira, Arjuna, they all arrived at a consensus in dealing with Ashwatthama because Krishna was in the center. When Krishna is not in the center, then living entities identify with their material identities, and then there is a quarrel. So here, from 22 to 26 verses, many valuable principles are given. See, first it says, Sa Shraddhaya. That means with great faith and conviction, one should do what? Bhagavat Dharma Charyaya. And Jignasaya. One should inquire and discuss about devotional service with great faith and conviction. The 11th canto, 19th chapter, 20th verse and 23rd verse, there are certain words used there. Yadrichaya matkatadav jata shraddhastu yapkuman na nirvinno nati sakto bhakti yogo sya siddhidaha. So in this verse the word Shraddha is used. See, Shraddha is explained as Shraddha Amrita Katayamme, Krishna says. Firm faith in the blissful narration of my pastimes, he says. Shraddha Amrita Katayamme. Krishna's Katha is called Amritam. Imperishable, immortal, recorded forever. One should have great faith in them. And Shraddhalur Mat Katha Shrinvan. A person who constantly hears such such transcendental activities. Shraddhalur, a faithful person, Mat Katha Shrinvan, one who constantly hears my Katha, he says. So these two symptoms are said there, that when one hears Katha like this, Amrita Katha of the Lord, and hears it constantly, Jata Shraddha. When the Katha is heard, then the Shraddha is born, he says. Now, there are some conditions given there. Na Ati Sattu, Na Nirvinno, he says these two words. Nati Sakta means you should be devoid of extreme attachment to body, family and home and your job and all these things. You should be devoid of extreme attachment. What is the meaning of that? The extreme attachment or extreme aversion, Nirvinna, the word is used there. These two are unfavorable situation for advancing in bhakti, he says. Actually, the conditioned soul in this world to become attached to the worldly things is very common. At the same time, not having extreme attachment doesn't mean ignoring one's duties or neglecting one's duties. Therefore, it is explained that by unexpected association of exalted devotees, he says. See, this is the meaning given. Unexpected association of very exalted devotees. then the result is what? A person perfectly fulfills his duty to family without developing excessive material attachment, which is degrading. That means, like Ambarish Maharaj said, as soon as he became a pure devotee, he didn't run to forest. He actually stayed with the queens, he stayed with the kingdom, he had treasury, he had elephants, horses, he was ruling the kingdom, as if he was attached. That is, it's asakto raktavat, it's used. Raktavat means as if he was attached. Yudhishthira Maharaj, we all know very well how jolly he was in the forest for 12 years. Hearing the Vedic chant, you know, hearing the chirping of the birds, flowing of the holy rivers, associating with Brahmanas. But when he was told to take up the kingship of the whole world, he accepted it. At an appropriate point, when he had to detach, he detached himself also. So devotees of the Lord, like Janaka Maharaj, for example, his example is quoted, Karmane Bhagi Samsiddhim Astito Janakadeha. So in fact, he is glorified for perfectly fulfilling duty as if he was a materialist, although he was detached. So he was completely detached. So why did he do? Because to set an example, he says, Karmane Bhagi Loka Sangraham Evapi, he says. He set an example for the society. So in this way, a devotee of the Lord does not develop extreme attachment to the worldly things. In the name of dutifully performing his worldly duties, he doesn't forget the Lord and devotional service. He doesn't put them on a back seat. But he puts devotional service and going back to Godhead in the forefront of his life without compromising on his duties. Such kind of attitude has to be developed for someone who want to experience the joy of devotional service. Because the other aspect is also explained. Na nirvinno. See, nirvinna means disgusted. Chakravarti Thakur is saying, disgusted means he is not detached, he is saying. Somebody may say, really? A person who is disgusted appears to be detached. There was one saffron brahmachari in America. So this fellow used to wear saffron socks, saffron shoes, saffron jolna bag, saffron cap, saffron pen, saffron toothbrush also. He had a saffron umbrella also. Everything saffron. Just like sometimes Mataji, sometimes we make a match of everything. Umbrella and the earring and everything. This brahmachari matched everything with what? Saffron. So he appears to be very detached. But do you know what happened to him? He got married to one Osho Rajani's follower, one lady. He fell down with the lady and then he got married and settled there. Because what detachment he appeared to be showing was not detachment, it was disgust. Disgust is another name for attachment. Attachment and disgust are two sides of the same coin. Therefore, Chakravarti Thakur says, Na nirvinna means not detached, he says. But he is only disgusted, poor fellow. He is only ready for jnana. He is not ready for bhakti. So on the other hand, somebody is atisakta means he is able to be devoid of extreme attachment to body, family and home. He is ready for bhakti. But if somebody is having asakti for the, I have built a house now. Now I am married. Now I have children. Sapti children. Everything is all right. Very good. So somebody is thinking that he can become very complacent. He can become very cozy, like the silkworm who is captured in his own cocoon. And later on he suddenly realizes, my Lord, now the cocoon has become very hard, I can't come out of it now. Because he didn't endeavor to come out. So one can get stuck. That is actually excessive material attachment. That is also not a favorable thing for bhakti. Lord Vishnu appeared in front of Pururava. And Pururava told Lord Vishnu when he came from the yajna, he said, my dear Lord, I want Urvashi back. Can you please give back Urvashi? Lord Vishnu told, take this Urvashi kulekar maro. Lord gave him. You develop detachment now. Then he developed detachment in 11.25. You will read 11th canto 25th chapter. You will read how he developed detachment. Aila Gita. So, in this way, if one is overly attached, Lord will kick him with material attachments by which he will eventually become detached.
Somebody is overly disgusted, Lord will make him fall down with multiple metal attachments and eventually will bring him to sanity. Therefore, na nirvindo nati sakto bhakti yoga se siddhidah. If a brahmachari is excessively averse to mother and father, some serious problem. It is not a proper platform. You are excessively afraid of mother, father, brother, sister, because you are afraid that they will pull you to their side. So due to insecurity, we develop aversion. But actually speaking, one should be, Prabhupada told Brahmananda Prabhu that you should touch the feet of your mother. You should bow down to your mother and father on your day of initiation. They have given you the human body. So they are your first God. Mother is the first God, and she introduces to father, the second God, then father introduces to Guru, then Guru introduces to Krishna. So in this way, a person who is properly situated in devotional service cannot have aversion or cannot have overly undue attachment. But he is very balanced. He is affectionate but not unduly attached. He is detached, at the same time he is not indifferent. So one has to learn this art, how to be balanced, and then only one can get the joy of devotional service. Therefore he says, first line he says, yadrichaya matkatadav, anybody may think, yadrichaya means by some chance, that's the translation, somehow or other. No, that is not the meaning. See, there is a shloka I had taken out from 1925 Bhagavatam. You can refer this. 1925. Tatra bhavat bhagavan vyasaputro yadrichayagam atamano anapekshah alakshalingo nijalabatushto vritascha balair avadhuta veshah. This verse says, at one time when Parikshit Maharaj had come to the bank of the Ganga, aspiring to hear from some great soul, at that time what happened? Tatra abhavat Bhagavan Vyasaputro. Who is that? Sukadeva Goswami. Yadrichaya, it says. Gam atamano anapekshaha. Moving from one place to another, he arrived there and he was actually nijalabhatushto. He was Atmaram, completely satisfied. Alaksha lingo, nobody could recognize this avadhuta, who he was. And he was followed by children and ladies and old people, and they were all throwing stones at him. And in avadhuta veshavaha, when he came, everybody got up. So Prabhupada explains that this yadrichayaga means, same thing is said for the Navayogendras also. Or the four Kumaras, once they were roaming without any work, that's mentioned there, yadrichaya. Don't think the saintly people have no work. They have a lot of work to do. Their only work is, like our Nanda Baba said, Nanda Maharaj said that. What he said? Mahat vichalanam pumsam grihinam dina chetasam nishreyasaya bhagavan nanyate kalpitat pachit. He said, nishreyasaya bhagavan. Telling people about how one has to quit this world and go back to Godhead. That is the duty of every saintly person. So yadrichaya means they are looking for opportunity. How is opportunity there? How is opportunity here? Therefore they seem to be roaming here and there. You go to one college, not much opportunity, leave there, go to another college. You know, you go to one colony, people are not very interested, go to another colony. Somebody may say, why this fellow is roaming? Prabhupada was roaming to, first he went to Jhansi. And then he didn't find opportunity there well. Then he remembered his guru's order. Then let me go to America. Indians are mad after the West now. That madness is not yet ended. Even now we can see that madness is still rampant. In Prabhupada's time also it was there, very amazingly. And Prabhupada thought that when I make the white elephants dance, then Indians may follow. My guru also told me. So he went there. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he didn't find the opportunity in Navadvip, because the Brahmanas in Navadvip misunderstood him. They were teasing him, calling Gopi, Gopi, isn't it? And Nima Pandit ran after them, they misunderstood. And then he took sannyas. And instead of preaching in Navadvip, he went to South India to preach. Then he went afterwards to Vrindavan. So you will see that in this way, a devotee of the Lord is always looking for opportunity to reach out Krishna consciousness to people. therefore his movements may sometimes appear incoherent. That may be considered yadarchya, but he is autopiloted by the Supreme Lord. He has no freedom. Lord, actually, when Dhruva goes to forest, Lord Vishnu in the heart of Narada Muni is inspiring him from within. Go to the Madhuvan forest. There is a wonderful preaching opportunity there. Who is there? Dhruva has come there. Like that, the devotee Shukadeva was inspired by Lord. Go to the bank of Ganges. There is one king of the world sitting there to hear from you. And when you speak it, the Bhagavatam will be spoken. And the whole world will benefit after that. So, therefore, this Yadrichaya is not some whimsical idea. Yadrichaya mat kathado. Therefore, who can hear the katha? So, these qualifications were later on said. Shraddha amrita kathayamme. See, when a person enters the temple, in the Purva Janam, if he has not received some Shraddha, a spark of Shraddha, he will come, take darshan and push off. They will not sit to listen to katha. Therefore, the Shraddha amrita kathayamme, Shraddha alur mat katha shrinman. These are very, very important. Therefore, you will see, when Prithu Maharaj was speaking to Lord Vishnu, he is telling, first he is saying, Varan vibhostvat varadeshwarat buddha katam vrinite guna vikriyatmanam ye narakanam api santi dehinam tani shakai valya pate vrinenacha. It's a beautiful dialogue between Prithu and Lord Vishnu. Prithu is telling, my dear Lord, I know you are a Varadarshaba, a giver of benedictions. But I am not in a mood to ask you for any material benedictions because they are available even for the dogs and hogs and pigs and everyone. You know, whether it is earthly or heavenly pleasures, you know, who will ask, ye narakanam api santi dehinam, he said. So, you find the pig in the ditch is also delighting in that place. Similarly, Indra was once delighting also. So, he says, I am not going to ask you for any material benedictions. And then he concluded that verse saying, Thanisha Kaivalyapati Vrinenacha. You are a Kaivalyapati, which is, you are a giver of liberation. Then Lord Vishnu turned to him and said, that means, Prithu, you seem to be a little interested in merging in my impersonal Brahman. Then immediately next verse he said, Na Kamaye Nata Tadapyaham Kvachin. See, Na Nataye Kama Tadapi. I am not interested in Brahman, merging in Brahman also. Kvachin, he says, at any point of time. Don't think that now I am saying I don't want to merge, later on I may change my mind and say, can I merge now? No, kvachin, he says. Na kamaye nata tadapi aham kvachin. Then Lord asked, why? So many jnanis want to merge in Brahman and relax. Why you don't want to relax? He said, na yatra yushmacharanam bhujasavaha. He says that in Brahman the honey of your lotus feet is not flowing. Therefore, I am not interested to go there, he said. Then the Lord asked, What are you talking about? What is this honey? Where is it available? Mahattamant tarkhrdayan mukachyato. He said, this honey from your lotus feet resides in the heart of your devotees. It arises from the heart of your devotees and it exits from their mouth, he said. Vishwanathachara Thakur says, why is he giving so graphically? He gives the explanation. Like one time our devotees were sitting for prasad and they were served with chapati, sabji, rice, dal, everything. And there was one stainless steel big can was there with a lid in the top. So one devotee asked, Prabhu, what is that stainless steel can? Big can, very attractive looking. What is inside there? He said, Prabhuji, I kept armrest. If you all like armrest, if you want, I will give at the end. He said, what want? Open it now. Here is a glass. Not one glass. Until it gets over, keep giving. He said, don't keep it inside. He said, so when I asked devotees about which juice they like the most, I found amras is one thing which everybody loves. Correct, no? Unanimous vote for amras. So, similarly he says, Mahattamanta Hridayan Mukachito. If pure devotees whose heart has a kalash carrying the honey of the Lord's lotus feet of name, form, qualities, pastimes, activities of the Lord, they keep mum, they keep quiet, the world cannot benefit. So, Mukachito, it has to come out from their mouth. He says, when it comes, it becomes very attractive for all the living beings. He said, I am mad after that. Lord said, I don't know what is this great honey that you are talking about. Anyway, but what do you want, you tell me? He said, மகத்தமாந்தர்ஹிருதயானுமுகச்சுதோ விதத்ஸ்வ கருணாயுதமே ஷமே வரஹி. ஹி செட், மை டியர் லார்ட், ஹண்ட்ரட்ஸ் அண்ட் தௌசண்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் கிரேட் டிவோட்டிஸ் ஆர் கிவிங் பாகவதம் லெக்சர்ஸ், சிங்கிங் யுவர் க்ளோரிஸ் இன் டிஃப்ரெண்ட் பார்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் த வேர்ல்டு. இன்ஃபைனைட் கிளாஸஸ் ஆர் கோயிங் ஆன் அண்ட் ஐ ஆம் லேமெண்டிங் தட் யூ ஹவ் ஒன்லி கிவன் மீ 2 இயர்ஸ். ப்ளீஸ் கிவ் மீ இன்ஃபைனைட் நம்பர் ஆஃப் இயர்ஸ் so that I will not miss any of those classes. I can hear all of them. The Lord asked, you know, which person in the, on earth will ask such a kind of benediction for infinite years? And Prithu said, yes, it is true. It is impossible. But this is what I want and I don't want anything else, he said. This is what I am aspiring. Actually, I hadn't read this verse before, Prithu Maharaj. Before I joined Vidyapitam, I was in Vrindavan taking my, that one hotel treatment. So at that time, I used to go to Vrindavan temple for 15 days. Every day morning I used to go. So when I once went to temple hall, you know, sometimes one Maharaj will be giving class. Then another hall, another the Balaram hall, Hindi class will be going on, another Maharaj will be giving. So both are very great souls and you develop a greed to hear both of them. So later on I found out one method what to do. So in my room the FM used to come and both will come at two different FMs, the numbers. So I used to put one day His Holiness Jayadutma Swami was giving, His Holiness Radha Govind Maharaj was giving. So both I put on and I would hear this little bit, both I wanted to hear. So that time I felt, why God has given only 2 years? It will be nice if we can have more and more years. Later on I read in Bhagavatam and understood, my Lord, this fellow doesn't want 4 or 8 years. How many he wants? Crores of... Now I understood. Why he wanted crores of years? Actually, it is a fact. If you have heard from enlightened and experienced and realized devotees, you will get hooked and you will go mad. And you will want to hear over and over from them. And he wants to hear like that. So, in this way, Prithu Maharaj, you can see, he not only rejected the... impersonal liberation to be hellish. He told the material enjoyment to be hellish and impersonal liberation to be useless because of no service. And he wants to hear. And this is not only with Prithu. We can quote many examples. Gajendra, see the nature of devotional service. Gajendra, first of all, was crying that my leg is being caught by crocodile. Oh, who will save me? At that time, the demigods were hovering around. They asked Gajendra, you know, what do you want? I think you are in trouble. You want some help? But by that time, Gajendra had already uttered many prayers in glorification of the Lord and he had become sufficiently intoxicated in the Lord's glorification. So when the demigods came, he told them, wait a minute. First of all, try to understand whom am I praying to? I am praying to that Lord who is glorified by his unalloyed devotees, who have no material desires at all. So he quoted that famous verse. He said, Ekantino yasya nakanchanartam vanchantiye vai bhagavat prapanna. See, step by step he is developing this verse. Ekantino, I am worshipping that Lord worshipped by unalloyed devotees. Nakanchanartam. Then the demigods may ask him, Nakanchanartam, they have no material desires. Why? Why Bhagavat Prapanna? Because these fellows have become surrendered to Supreme Lord. Oh, by surrendering to Supreme Lord, what happens? The third line he says, what is the third line? Ekantino yasya nakanchanartam vanchantiye vai Bhagavat Prapanna tad adbutam charitam sumangalam. He says, because these fellows have started hearing the name, form, qualities and pastimes of the Lord, by hearing which, you know, they have given up all other material desires. Now when demigods heard it, they might have told him, okay, they heard it, they got some taste, but after some time you will get tired also, no? Then you may again look for some facilities or you may want healing from the suffering or something. You know what he says? Ananta gayanta samudra magna. No, no, no. They are again and again doing dubki in the ocean of the katha of the Lord. Ananda, gayanta, ananda, samudra, magna, this time. Just like dolphin, you can see jumping up and down in the ocean. You ask dolphin, would you like to come to the seashore? You will say, why should I come to seashore and die? I am already happy in the water. Similarly, devotees, their pran is nourished when they dive again and again in Krishna Katha. So this was proven by Gajendra. Gajendra said, my dear demigod, it's true that in the beginning I was wanting some relief from the pain given by this crocodile. Now that I started discussing glories of the Lord, you know, the prema bhakti of the Lord is flooding my heart, and I have lost all my eagerness to save myself from this crocodile. And the proof is what? When Lord was coming, he told this famous verse. Jijivise naham iha muyakyam antar bahischa vrdayo vayonya ichami kalena na yasya viplavas tasyatma lokatma varanasya moksham. He says, jijivise means desire to live. Now, he's saying, I don't have desire to live. He says, aham vihamu yakyam. In this world, I don't want to live. Why? This body is a body of ignorance, my Lord, inside and outside. What is the use of elephant's body? You cast away this body and you give me a suitable spiritual body in which I can practice prema bhakti continuously, moment after moment, life after life. Let me be delighting in your devotion service. So in this way, Gajendra went from an inferior engagement to a superior engagement. His inferior engagement was relief from suffering. His superior engagement is delighting in bhakti, which surpasses everything else. Same way you will find Dhruva Maharaj, Ya nirvritas tanubritam tava pada padma dhyanat bhavad janakata shravanena vasyat sa brahmani swamahiman apinatam abhut kim tvantaka zilulitat patatam vimanat. See, he told this to Vishnu. You know what is he saying? Ya nirvritas tanubritam tava pada padma. He's saying, my dear Lord, if somebody dhyanat, meditates on your lotus feet, or sits in assembly of devotees and hears katha about you, bhavat jana katha shravanena vasyat, if he does that, what happens? Sa brahmani, that impersonal Brahma jyoti, so mahimani. So mahimani means it is emanating from your own body, your effulgence. He said, oh Natha, oh Lord, I have lost my desire to merge into the Brahman, he is saying. And then he is saying, Kintvanta kasit duritat patatam vanat. What then to speak of heavenly planets or earthly pleasures? Where people are born, they enjoy for a while and they fall down again and again. What is the use of such pleasures? He is telling. See, Bhagavatam is filled with this. I am telling you, Dhruva Maharaj, I told you. Before that, Prithu, I told you. There is one verse about Bharat Maharaj also. Jodustyajan dharasutan suhridrajyam hridi sprishah. No, this is another verse. Yodustyajan kshitisuta svajanartha dharan pratyam shriyam suravarai sadayavalokam naichandrapastaduchitam mahatam madurvid sevanurakta manasam avabopi falguhu. First I'll tell you the last line. He's saying seva anurakta manasam. When one's heart is attached to service to Lord, abhavopi falguhu, the Brahma Jyoti merging becomes insignificant. That's the last line, he says. And then in the second line, he says, Sadayava Lokam means the wealth personified Lakshmi is glancing at Bharat and she's telling, my dear Bharat, your palace is so comfortable. There are very nice eatables and beverages. Your relatives are very affectionate. Why don't you continue to stay and lead a comfortable life and go on with your practice? But Bharat Maharaj said, now it is time for me. I have to renounce everything and go to forest. Although that wealth personified glancing at Bharat Maharaj is offering these comforts, that same Lakshmiji's lotus feet is constantly begged and prayed by a host of demigods who are begging her, please don't put glance on him, put glance on us. He already has enough opulence. Look at us, but she is not looking. But he is offered all opulences to enjoy, he is rejecting that opulence and going to forest. Such detachment from matter and attachment to Krishna is produced by engagement in, you know, devotional service. So in this way, we can tell Bharat Maharaj, we can tell Prithu Maharaj, Vritrasura, very famous verse, you know, Nanaka Prishtam Natapat. Naka Prishtam is topmost Dhruva Loka. Naka Prishtam Natapparamishtyam is Brahma Loka. Nanaka Prishtam Natapparamishtyam Nasarvabhomam Narasadhipatyam. Na yoga siddhim apunar bhavam va samanti sattva virahaya kaanksha. If I am going to be separated from you, my lord, none of this will satisfy me. I don't want anything. So he rejected everything. In specific detail he told what all he doesn't want. So a devotee experiencing devotional service can develop these two qualities very easily. Detachment from matter and attachment to Krishna. So that is actually the theme of these 4-5 verses, beginning from 22 to 26. And here in specific, Prabhupada is saying about one aspect, that one should take shelter of a devotee of the Lord. And without taking that shelter of the devotee, there is no possibility of developing that ecstasy. Narada boy developed ecstasy in meditating on Vishnu because of constantly remembering the teachings of the Bhakti Vedantas who taught him. In fact, you read the Satam Prasangan verse purport, Prabhupada says, unless we see the ecstasy of Krishna consciousness in devotees' hearts, we cannot understand how Krishna is a person. It is impossible. We will be impersonal in dealing with the Lord. Therefore, the Sangha of devotees was most sought by Prithu Maharaj, Adhruva Maharaj and all the great souls. Because in the company of devotees, as it is said, paraspara anukatanam pavanam bhagavad yashaha mitaratir mitatushtir nivrittir mita atmanaha paraspara anukatanam. When devotees come in association, they see each other's spiritual enthusiasm. Hey, this fellow is so determined. Hey, this fellow is so convinced. This fellow is so enthusiastic to serve. Yeah, this fellow has deep affection for Lord Chaitanya. This person has deep affection for Sri Prabhupada. Oh, this devotee is so detached. Let me also develop detachment. Oh, this devotee is so advanced in understanding. Let me also become advanced. So in this way, parasparanu kataram pavanam bhagavad yashaha. When bhagavad yash, Lord's fame is glorified in the assembly of devotees. The devotee is looking at each other's spiritual enthusiasm, patience, determination. They reinforce each other's bhakti in such company. Therefore, in every lane of Pune, there should be Bhagavatam study circle. And every initiated devotee should take one Bhagavatam study circle. If not every week, at least once a month or once in 2 weeks. Why? Because in assembly of devotees only, it is possible to awaken love for God and feel that ecstasy. And when that ecstasy is felt, Tvadbhiryagayana Mahamrita Magna Chitta, our chitta will become magna, and we can tolerate all the pangs of the material miseries in this world very easily, and be focused in devotional service to the Lord while experiencing the ecstasy. And at the end of life, devotee doesn't even know when is he casting away his material body. Like the butterfly casts away the cocoon, he doesn't even look at it. It's a dirty cocoon. He casts, but he comes with beautiful, colorful wings. Like the devotee comes out with 26 qualities of a Vaishnava and flies back to Godhead. Shri Prabhupada ki, Bhaktavrinda ki.